Hey guys, it's Anthony, you know, from the podcast. Anyway, we're nominated for a podcast award and we're super excited for it. Especially me, because you know how much my fragile ego needs adulation. Anyway, you can head to wehaveconcerns.com/vote every day this week until Sunday to find out how to help us and some friends of ours with some really amazing shows win podcast awards. I need this, man. Do this for me. I need this. Stephen Old Navy is the only person that's making money off of this.
That Old Navy.
Follow the money.
Yeah.
I hate the heat. Well, this is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Canale.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. How actively have you ever tried to learn another language?
Oh, man. This is... Talk about bucket list things. Talk about life lists. There are two giant ones for me that have loomed over me that I set as goals when I was young. And one is to learn another language. The other is to play the piano. Those are the two big ones. And I have tried. I took classes in college to learn a language. Obviously, high school, we had to. But in college, like, I chose to take some classes in language. Fucking didn't finish, follow through on that. I got the Rosetta Stone. Did that for like 2 weeks. And then Duolingo is free. It's on my phone. It sends me like 1,000 notifications to say, hey, man, just kind of telling you should probably keep doing this.
Yeah, just like 10 minutes. Could you do it right now? You can probably do it right now.
It's so easy. Can't be bothered.
Can't be bothered.
Oh, man, it frustrates me because I want that so bad.
I think in most people's, if you ask most people, in their heads, how do they picture themselves? What is the ideal version of themselves? I think most people say like, yeah, in my head, I am somebody who speaks like 3 or 4 languages and plays a couple instruments.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like real Renaissance man.
Yeah. That's the thing is the Renaissance man thing. But I took 7 years of French.
Yeah.
I took 4 years in high school and 3 years in college. And the best that I got out of it is I can sort of tell when the subtitles of movies are done badly. I well, only know enough to be annoyed, which is maybe the most French thing. You know?
You learned a state of mind?
I learned the French state of mind. I learned enough to be like, oh, this is bad French, and therefore I don't respect these people.
And also, I hate shitty wine.
Yeah. But no, I think it is something where a lot of people want to do this. And I think the other dream... You know, if you take this to its next logical conclusion, is either a universal language or a universal translator, right?
Right, like the babblefish from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah, exactly.
I always loved that part. You stick the babblefish in your ear, you can understand anybody.
And it's fine. And it just
eats your thoughts.
It lives off of sound. Yeah, it's just so good. People have been trying to fix this forever. I installed that Google Translate on my phone.
Yeah.
And it actually helped me out quite a bit in Japan.
Yeah, I used that a few times myself. The one where you can like hold that up to signs and stuff and it'll like live translate. Is that what you're talking about?
You can. It won't do that with Japanese.
Oh.
It did work for me.
Because it's racist?
Yeah, because it's racist. Google is racist. Remember that. If you take one thing away from this episode, it's that Google is racist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all
we... Every time you search, you're just helping them be racist.
You're just helping racists. Yeah. And if that's cool with you,
you have
the world's information at your fingertips. But every search puts 10 cents into the pocket of the most racist man you've ever met. Think about that man. Google mails him 10 cents every time you do a Google search.
That's what I'm feeling
like. Paid for
means.
By the Association of Librarians for the Return of Card Catalogs.
And Bing.
So I tried it in Japan. It didn't work 100%. You know, I would type in a sentence and they would look at it and they'd be like, no. You know, like they'd be like, right. No, whatever it is you're trying to say didn't happen. Like, not even to the point where we kind of get what you're saying.
It
came out wrong. Like, the number of times they just shook their head at me.
It's like what Siri says to me every time I talk to it. I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Nope.
Mm-mm. I have nothing to go on.
No, not even 3 words out of that for context. I didn't get any of it. Wave your hands around more, you idiot. Maybe that'll help me understand. We're getting there.
Right.
Slowly.
Yeah.
You know, I would type the sentence 3 different ways and like eventually I would get away where they'd be like, oh, or they would put together the context from the three different sentences. But what I want is, I want that babble fish.
Right. Well, it's got to be a difficult challenge, right? Because languages are so structurally different from one another that there's kind of an art to translating. It's not a, you know, A to B thing. It's not, you know,
words
one-to-one.
Mean different things in different contexts.
Right.
You have things like, you have idioms, you have turns of phrases, you have slang, you have things that, only are understood by native speakers. And those things are constantly changing. You know, right. Something that means a slang phrase that means something in English 10 years ago means something different today.
Right.
Right. So it's a problem. I mean, if you even look at computer language, like the understanding of language, if you look at turn on the auto subtitles on any YouTube video, right? Not translating it, but just English to English, right? It's listening to the English words and it's typing out what it thinks in real time. And it's wrong.
Right.
Right. Yeah. But there's a company that thinks that they've cracked this.
They've got it, huh?
Waverly Labs is this company that started in Indiegogo, and this thing was everywhere. And we normally don't talk about this stuff.
Right.
But this particular type of technology just hits so close to the heart of, I think, everyone.
Yeah, it really is a wish fulfillment thing of break down that language barrier instantly, magically. This is what we've all wanted.
This is the Waverly Pilot. And keep in mind, we're not endorsing this thing. We don't know if
I think
works.
It's bullshit, but
yeah,
I have a sneaking suspicion it's going to let a whole lot of people down.
The Waverly Pilot is basically two earpieces and an app on your phone, and you set the app down in between you and somebody who speaks a different language. You hand them one earpiece, which is where my first problem comes in. We'll talk about the sanitation.
Yeah. You have to learn how to say, please put this in your ear in like 47 different languages.
Yeah, and they have to do it.
Yeah.
It's like a stranger pulling out an earbud and being like, hey, man, listen to this song.
Everyone I've met so far has put this in their ear.
Yeah. Everybody wants to listen to this song. All 100 people that I've asked to stick this same earbud in their ear have done it.
It's worked so well.
So you have an earbud. They have an earbud. You tell it, I guess, what language you're speaking and what language they're speaking, or maybe it just understands. And as you talk, it uses the phone and in real time translates into their ear.
Uh-huh.
That's the idea.
I think that is awesome.
$200.
I would pay easily that if that thing fucking worked.
If this thing worked, I would pay $1,000. I would find a way to pay $10,000. I would sell a family member. I would give up an organ. I would submit myself to medical testing if I knew that this thing would legitimately work all the time in every case.
Well, the problem is,
think about this, would open up the whole world.
It really would.
In a way
it'd
that
be
like,
magic. It'd be magic.
It's crazy.
It would break down barriers. It would be amazing.
And apparently you can do, it doesn't just have to be one to one. It can be like one to many, like they're selling groups for tour guides and stuff.
Wow.
So you could sit down in a cafe in Paris with four different people, give them all one of these things, put in yours.
Yeah.
And it would automatically, you would understand each other.
Yeah. It's like Star Trek. I mean, it's science fiction.
It's the universal translator.
Yeah. Here's the problem. I think I mentioned this just moments ago. We've all interacted with Siri or fucking Alexa or whoever.
Or Google Translate or any of this stuff.
As much as these things are improving, I mean, not even to the translate part. I'm not even getting to the translation issues. I'm talking about just text to speech.
Yeah.
Or I mean, not text, voice to, you know, voice
recognition. Voice to text. Or whatever.
Just the idea of what I'm saying, you even get, let alone translating it into another language and communicating that to that other person.
Yeah. Anybody who's ever been like, I'm going to be a writer, but God, I'm a slow type and I think so much faster.
Yeah.
And has tried like dictation. If you've ever tried like Dragon or whatever.
Yeah. They work, but you got to work at it. It's not a thing that's natural.
Yeah. You wind up with things like that. You spend like 3 or 4 sessions training this dictation software to understand your voice.
Yeah.
And even at the end of those 4 really intense training sessions, what I noticed is I was changing the way I speak more. Dragon was getting like 80%, right?
Right.
And in order to get it to understand me 100% of the time, I was changing my vocabulary. I was changing my intonation. I was changing.
Yeah.
I was no longer expressing myself in the way that I wanted.
Right.
In service of this thing.
Exactly.
Now, you can argue that by using Rosetta Stone or Duolingo or something like that and speaking broken French or broken Japanese,
yeah,
it's doing essentially the same thing. I'm just putting more work in. I'm putting more work in to sound just as bad.
Right. And maybe just the idea of being very clear and precise with what you're saying in order to get by in these situations is a step forward. Like, if this thing even works by me going, I need to go to the bathroom. Where is the bathroom? You know, like, and having it trans, or, you know,
yeah,
do you take a credit card or whatever?
Yeah,
you know,
just
in a
like
travel fucking, situation.
Just like My Fair Lady-ing the shit out of shit, where it's just like, oh no, you're going to learn to enunciate.
Right. But I mean, I spend my life going Xbox on, Xbox, Xbox on, Xbox on, Xbox on. Because I'm not going to push a button, because fuck that. I'm not pushing a button. This
no,
thing
no,
should
no.
listen to me.
No, no, no. And sure, you could have pushed the button by that point.
I could have gotten up and walked over and pushed the button so easily. In fact, my
or
controller
push the
is
button on the controller
it's right there.
Up.
It's right there.
It's in your hand.
But you know what? It should listen to me, and goddammit, Xbox on. Xbox on.
Xbox on.
Xbox on.
Xbox on.
It's going to fucking listen to me one of these days. So we're at that place where I'm not sure. I don't know how I would trust this thing. To no. even just hear me, let alone translate me.
And that's the other thing is like, okay, am I in a perfectly, we're in a room right now that's set up for two people to speak with as little background noise, as little echo, as little distortion as possible.
Yeah.
We have set up a room for this.
Right.
And I can tell you that when I use Dragon in the same room, it don't work.
Yeah.
So now let's put ourselves back in that crowded cafe in Paris again.
Right.
And let's put four earpieces into those ears and an earpiece into my ear. And those four people, we're talking at a table. We're having dinner. We're talking over each other. We're yeah. speaking different languages at the same time. Is this thing going to be able to do it? No.
I don't think it's going to. I like that people are working on this. Yeah. I want our top men on this, but I have no confidence that this particular, I don't think we're there yet.
Now, do I like the idea of having this thing for emergencies?
Mm.
Right? Like, okay.
Yeah. It's an emergency. Stick this in your ear.
Yeah. Communication is totally broken down, but this is really important. Can I get this person to try this with me?
Yeah.
And, you know, in that case, if it's something really important and it's 1-to-1, maybe 80% is fine.
Right.
Right. And it is 1-to-1 and it's in the best kind of situation. But am I just going to walk around with this in my ear and just be like, hey, put this in your ear and now we're friends and we're talking? Like, yeah. I don't believe that at all.
Yeah.
I want it.
I mean, maybe the use case for this thing isn't the most useful time. Like, the most useful time is when you're in a foreign place, you don't know anyone, and you're like, hey, can you put this in your ear? Maybe the use case is actually, hey, I've developed a kind of a friendship with someone that doesn't speak my language and we both trust each other and we're both casual and in an isolated environment and can be sort of try to have a conversation.
Let me ask you this, Jeff.
That's never happened.
Can you create that level of friendship with a complete language barrier?
Mm.
Aha.
Yeah, it's the catch-22.
Is that something you can do?
Mm.
Outside of like a
probably
Richard
not.
Linkletter movie.
Yeah. I mean, if both of us are speaking the language of love.
Yep.
And we both like look at each other across. I'm going to tell a story I've never told anyone.
This is made for teens that want to bone down in another
totally.
Country.
Totally. This is bone down central. This is made for the Olympics. This is what this is.
This is made for the Olympic Village.
This is the Olympic
this
Village.
This is made
bone
for those
down.
Beautiful teens to bone down. This is for hostels. You can pay an extra $20 a night at the hostel.
That's what this is.
Get the sex ears.
Sex ears. Get your sex ears on.
Get your sex ears on, motherfuckers.
The hostels. Unfortunately, no one at hostels has any money, but they could make a fortune if anyone at hostels had money.
Let me tell you something. Having stayed in hostels and knowing the hygienic situation in hostels,
yeah.
Am I putting anything from a hostel in my ear?
But your ear is probably the least filthy place in a hostel.
And if it's to bone down.
Yeah, you want to bone down, get this in your ear.
Tell me the story.
Okay, so I've never told anybody this, I don't think, except for the people that were there. When I was in college, I was like second year college, and I met this exchange student girl. And we didn't speak the same language at all. I can't remember. She was from She was from Prague, I think.
Okay.
And we like hit it off and we had this amazing short little experience together. And like I hung out with her and we didn't speak. She spoke very little English. Like, and I didn't speak any, what, French they speak there?
Czech? Yeah.
It's been a long time, so I barely remember it. But I did like fantasize about when she left, fantasize about like just getting on a plane and following her there and learning her language and like, because, you know, I'm a romantic at heart, and yeah. I think that would be
amazing. Weird. Because you're weird, a weird creeper.
Super weird. Yeah. She's like, why is this guy following me?
Yeah.
I couldn't even express it. But if I had this thing,
yeah.
We could totally have just like had this magical experience together just sitting on the beach in Santa Barbara where we were, and we could have talked instead of what we did was sit on the beach and make out and then just sort of sit awkwardly.
I feel like you got what you wanted out of that.
I did get what I wanted.
But I don't think the babblefish would have gotten you any more than that.
It would have gotten me a little more human interaction. Like, I would have known about her a little better.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not a complete monster, Anthony.
No, but you were 19-year-old, Jeff.
I was 19-year-old, and I really was there for one reason. But I would have liked to have other reasons.
Sure.
Other reasons are nice.
Other reasons, maybe. Hey, can I play devil's advocate here?
Do it.
Maybe the language barrier comes down and you guys aren't into each other.
Maybe.
And it would have ruined the situation.
It's possible. Maybe she'll always have been this mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love my wife.
Sure. Sure. But I mean, like, just looking at airfare to the Czech Republic right now, I mean.
Right. I could go there. I can actually afford it
you
now.
You could go there. It's not an expensive flight. And I mean,
college, I couldn't do it.
Just to know. You know what I mean? Just to like close up those loose ends. Don't you think we should get you to the airport right now?
We should probably go right this second. How much? Can we get one of these babblefish things?
Yeah, they're like $200.
All right.
I mean, I'm just saying, you've got a few months left until baby Kylo shows up.
This is a horrible bit.
This is a horrible bit.
my wife's mom listened to the show. I love my wife. No, but anyway, I mean, I do think that there are situations in which this thing, if it works, could be really cool. And you won't have to worry about like walking up to a cashier and saying, put this in your ear so I can buy a bagel.
I think the situations in which this works are the ones that they are selling the group packages for. I think tour guides, you know, guided tours, any sort of like, businessy group event where one person is giving a presentation.
Right.
That probably helps. You know what I mean? And it's less expensive than hiring a translator.
Yeah.
But you know, their pitch video is, you know, like two people hanging out in a beautiful city and they put it in and it's like, you know, and they're like tears in their eyes, like, oh my God, I'm hearing French. Oh my God, I'm hearing English. This is crazy. And now we're friends and we're on a magical adventure.
Yeah.
Like that's obviously that's what we all want.
Yeah.
But I think what we get is like, oh, I understood this foreign PowerPoint presentation. This right. business transaction is indeed a good idea.
Right.
Good day, sir.
Yeah, there you go.
Please have my assistant wash this disgusting ear fob.
Does this thing work in any language? Is it universal or is it only a few languages?
I think it's starting with a few languages and then the goal is to get it universal.
And it's a completely freestanding device or does it like talk to the internet?
It talks to the internet.
From your ear hole?
From your ear hole
so
to your
phone. So
what
kind of reception do I
it
get
connects
from
to your phone.
To my phone? Oh, it's Bluetooth to
yeah,
my phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's using your phone's speaker.
Right.
And then translating into your ear.
Gotcha. That's cool.
It's coolish. Yeah. I'm not going to, you know, it's a great first step and it's like one of those things where, it's one of those things where like, if you have the money, it's cool to support it just so they can continue making this thing or some other larger company will be like, oh, people really like this. We can do this better.
Yeah, what I'm realizing right now is that this is just two wireless earphones and an app.
With Google Translate in between it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's magic, Jeff.
Yeah, I want it to be magic, but it really is. It's just the earbud thing is incidental to the whole thing. You could just have it print text on your phone and hold it up to someone, right?
Maybe. Maybe the earbud has a little bit more going on. Like maybe it also has a built-in mic, so like it doesn't.
So it picks up stuff.
Yeah, so it picks stuff. You know what I mean? Like it's probably like a Bluetooth headset sort of deal, but it's specifically made for this app. Like who knows? Like maybe it has a little. Maybe it does a little bit of the processing on its end to get like clear.
Yeah.
Sound like who knows? Who knows what's going on?
Who knows?
But you're right. It's basically an app, a translation app that does things in real time, and it knows which direction to route the language.
Oh right.
You know what I mean? Like which headset should be getting which translation? But that. You're right. It's not when you put it that way, it's not like...
It doesn't sound as magical.
It's not as magical.
It's certainly not as magical as a trip to Prague, which we should probably...
I mean, and it's like, for the price of two of these things, you could get to Prague.
I mean, I
could
get to Prague pretty easily.
And I, based on a commercial that I saw in the 90s,
yeah.
You could trade jeans for a car there.
Really?
I mean, that's what the Levi's commercial in the 90s said.
I have like three pairs of jeans.
I know. You mostly have shorts. It's really weird.
I know.
You're a grown man.
I live in a
very
warm
climate. You're a
grown-ass
man.
Yeah.
You can't show up in Prague wearing shorts, Jeff.
How much? Can I get half a
Maybe
car?
She just remembers you in shorts, so you should.
She'll always remember me in shorts.
I don't know. How do you guys feel about this thing? Is it worth supporting?
They made like, what, $2 million already?
They made $2 million. I mean, they don't need you.
They don't need you.
But do you want,
to
do this?
This is going to be massively disappointing. That's my prediction. I hate to be the pessimist, but... I think it's going to disappoint people.
I think there is a large chance that it will, for sure. Yeah. I definitely do. We would love to hear what you guys think. Just a hashtag, send us your opinions on Twitter and hashtag it Jeff Go to Prague. I'm at A Carboni.
And I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And hey, if you're enjoying the show.
I enjoy the show every week.
Do you know what we need? Is we need an earphone
yeah.
that I put into your ear that mm-hmm. lets you know when I'm not fucking talking to you.
I'm the only one in the room.
I'm
wearing
talking
shorts.
To the audience.
Oh.
You understand when we're asking the audience about a Twitter thing. Why don't you understand when I'm, I can't get into this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do like the show and yeah. you'd like to see the show flourish and prosper and become successful, there is a great way
Say
to help
flourish?
Us flourish. Flourish. Yeah.
Oh, flourish. Like
yeah, flourish.
A little bit like a floor. Like flourish. So it's kind of like a floor. It's a ceiling, but it's kind of like a floor.
Wow. You think it's worth drawing out the show clothes and the call to action.
I've never heard anybody pronounce it that way.
Wow. Remind me what they're called in Dragon Ball again.
I hate mail I got. Hate mail.
Anyway, if you'd like to see the show grow and find new fans and a new audience, which is something that we like because it helps us continue to make the show, the best way to do it, go to whatever platform you listen on, whether it's iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever, and give us a 5-star rating.
Yeah, we appreciate that. That actually helps people find the show because it raises the highly rated shows to the top.
They're going to ask you to write a review.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
No, nobody reads those reviews. But what we would love you to do is write some fiction. Write me the story of Jeff going to Prague.
What if I went to Prague today?
Yeah.
Be very respectful, but also tell me what it would
very
be.
Very respectful because baby Kylo is on the way.
He's going to be reading the internet someday. He'll know.
But write us the story. Write us your Jeff Goes to Prague fanfic.
Yeah. I would love to see that.